Thank you so much for joining me today. You have found the Third Space podcast, and I'm your host, Bob Fabi. And today I'm going to be reading from a sermon that was given by a friend of mine. His name is Drew Collins, and it's titled Masterpiece. I am a person, not a project. Second, don't make a person a project. Let that sink in. In the same letter from Paul to the Ephesians, he goes on to say that we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do amazing things that God has planned out for us to do. To create a masterpiece, an artist requires an enormous amount of talent, an eye for detail, tremendous passion and creativity, unwavering patience, and a vision for what the raw materials will become. And the Bible says that you are God's masterpiece. However, there is a difference between an artist's approach to the work and God's approach. An artist doesn't go into the process thinking she's going to create a masterpiece. Typically, it's years or centuries later that people see the work for what it is. They recognize its amazing qualities. But God, informing each of us, knew going in that he was doing his best work. He knew from the start he was creating masterpieces. Now listen to this poem from Psalm 139 in the Bible. For you were created my inmost, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. I love this poem, and I love that it's not the only one of its kind in the Bible. Throughout the scriptures, you can't escape the fact that every person bears the image of God. And because of that, every man, every woman, every child is worthy of love, worthy of respect, worthy of honor and dignity. From the immigrant to the president, from the refugee to the celebrity, from the life of the unborn whose name we do not yet know, to the taker of lives sitting on death row. As Christians, we can never use our tongues to dehumanize. We can never buy into the lies that our neighbors are only animals that breed undesirable things. No one has to earn your respect or to speak the same dialect as you do, to be worthy of the golden rule, to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For Christians, it's never a choice between love and indifference, because every person bears the divine imprints of the God and Father of all. That is why we do not make people into our projects. God sees every single person as unique, and he knows our needs. He's prepared all our days and times, given specific gifts and talents to maximize in order to shape us into breathtaking opus he's always had in his mind's eye. When we consider those whom we want to reach, we must remember that we are not beginning a new project. We are beholding a masterpiece. I love the way Drew put that together, and I love exactly what it says. That we are God's workmanship and that he makes masterpieces. And I think it's Bob Goff who said, we're rough drafts of what we will become. Each of us is in process. We're in development. But there's something about this idea that people aren't projects, and that God is the author and that God is the artist. And beholding people as God sees people is a fundamental truth and necessity to practicing our Christianity. And it may be that you need to look in the mirror and recognize that you are God's masterpiece. And you may very well disagree with him about that. We tend to lose those arguments with God. But this idea is critical as we look out from the mirror and we look at those around us, even those who poorly reflect the one who made them. That God is doing something. And that part of my job is to help them recognize the masterpiece that God is creating and the divine artist who loves them with all that he has. And that all of his intention and skill and patience are poured out in what it is he is doing as he is working in and through them. I hope that this is an encouragement to you. I'd encourage you to maybe take a look at this. I'm going to put this in the show notes. Read it over and over. If you get a chance and you're in Colorado, get to know Drew Collins. The guy's incredible. His wife is an amazing artist. Their little girl is an absolute masterpiece. They're a beautiful family. I'm so grateful that they're my friends. And I want you to consider what it might look like for you to wrestle with the fact that that's who God has made you. And as you wrestle with that, maybe you can turn your attention to those around you and recognize that they aren't projects, but they're masterpieces. I hope as you consider these things that you have many, many blessings today. Thank you for listening to this today. Thanks for letting me share something that my friend wrote. As always, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find me at bobfabe.com. And I wrote a book called Not My Jesus. And in the book, there is a chapter that is talking about having a problem. And the problem is othering. And it sounds a lot like what I just read from Drew. If you want to pick that up, it's barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. There's links to it on my website. But I just encourage you to view yourself in the way that God has made you. And I hope that you have many, many blessings.